Gamma, I need a counter proof. It's just a weak proof. So the real reason why.
That's the Ramban?
No, that's the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim saying that there is a counter proof against the Mari Kama. And because why didn't you protest? Because you should have made a counter proof. And that's why the Mari Kama loses. Therefore, by a cotton where he has no need to protest, because it's not going to make a counter proof, so he doesn't lose. But the Yesh Mefarshim holds, that's to explain the Lashon. The problem is that what's Ramban saying in his own Pshat, Reklaim Nedaver, the Yesh Mefarshim also agree it's Reklaim Nedaver. They only disagree what the Reklaim Nedaver is. So we wanted to say yesterday that according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's less than Reklaim Nedaver. It's a very, very weak proof because person could say he didn't protest because he knows halacha. Halacha says you don't have to protest. I don't need a raya of Akvish Jarcha, relying on my Marikama. So the real reason why he loses is because me the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, not because of Reglaim Nedaver. It's not a Reglaim Nedaver. Really, the Marikama should win. It's the Rabbanan that the Rabbanan wanted to protect. The muksik, the poor muksik, he loses his shtar after 3 years, and it's stuck. So Rabbana made a takana that if the Marikama doesn't protest within 3 years, the muksik wins. And the main thing is the takana de Rabbana to protect the muksik, and that's what the Ramban says when Ramban is arguing. He says, Lav Mishum Lechud, because according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that is what it is. It is Lechud. Right? Ramban says, Time in the Chazaka, Lav Mishum is certain today, but Lechud. But according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that's it. It's because of a Dinder Abanat, because we want to protect the Muksik. Except that Rabban wouldn't make a Takana if it's going to totally hurt the Marikama. So they said, since there's a shtiko raya against the Marikama, so that midrabanan, you know, we're relying on that shtiko raya. And when you don't have that shtiko raya, then the Marikama doesn't lose. In other words, Rabbanan made a turas, a takana, that the reason why the Marikama loses, because there's a weak raya against him. And if they why don't you protest to make an Achmish Tarcha?
So there is a Takana from the Rabbana?
Takana, the Rabbana. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, the way we were saying yesterday, is the Yesh Mefarshim holds, Time of the Chazaka Mishum Isuri Didei B'Lechud. That means it's a Takana, the Rabbana. There's really no Raya, no real Raya against the Marikama. And the reason is because Rabbana made a Takana, they want to protect the muksik, because the muksik loses his shtar. Except the tzura that they did it was in a way that there should be a little bit of protection for the Marikama too. They made a takana that the tzura is that the muksik wins if he has a raya of why didn't you protest, which is a very, very weak raya. It's not even called reklaim nedaver. It's a shtickle, I don't know what. So therefore, And then made it by a cotton where you don't have it, so the Marikama doesn't lose. So that's the machlokes. According to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's midrabanan. You don't have a real raya. You don't have a real reklaim nedaver. You just have some microscopic raya, which is not even called reklaim nedaver. It's all midrabanan. And according to the Yesh Mefarshim, it's not midrabanan, it's midraisa, based on reglaim nedaver. Reglaim nedaver is a real proof. That's what we wanted to say yesterday. I think so. No, that sounded okay?
So if it's not, the protesting is not a strong raya, the fact that he doesn't
according to the we said, Gupa the Machlaikness, we're trying to explain the Lashon of the Ramban.
Yeah.
Rabban, after he brings the Yesh Mefarshim, he says, Time of the Chazaka, La Mishum Etzrei Didei B'Lechud, Eda Reglaim Nedaver. So we're saying that the first shot, as it is because of Mishum HaSorei B'Hud, and he doesn't hold the Rekhlaim L'Dover, which means that he holds HaSorei D'Day B'Hud, means it's a Drabanan, because the poor guy loses his star, and therefore we have to protect him. And it's not a Rekhlaim L'Dover. Hi. So how come there's no, even the Yesh Meforshim learned that there has to be some slight taina against the Marikama. Otherwise, it's not fair for the Marikama. The Rabbana wouldn't make a takana that hurts the Muksik if there's no way for the Marikama to protect themselves. So they needed the fact that the Marikama, there's a shtiko taina on the Marikama, that he should have protested to create an achvish darcha, but that doesn't reach the darga of reglaim ledaver. Reglaim ledaver is already a real is a din deraisa. We find in places. Now there's going to be certain rayas are not strong enough to be called reglaim ledaver. Let's say you have a ruba the isa come on is different, but a ruba the lasa come on, and there's a probability, a probability of it's more likely that this happened than that happened, the odds are, but not because it's a ruba the isa come on, the ruba the isa come on is a rife. But just based on human, the psychology of people, the probability is, that halachically is not called a raya. Just because it's a little bit more probable one way than the other, that doesn't make it a raya. That's not conclusive. A raya has to be a deraisa dikaraya. Ruba de isa come on as a raya. Ruba de lasa come on. According to the Mefarshim, Ruba de lasa come on has to be based on a law of nature, not just a probability. A probability is not a law of nature. Probability means that, that's usually what happens. So then that's not a I say what happened. It's something didn't usually happen. So not every thing is halachically a raya. Reglaim ledaver, we find reglaim ledaver by Saita. Reglaim ledaver is the Torah is machshed it and gives it a certain halachic credence. So we're saying that according to the Ramban, this is a real reglaim ledaver. In fact, that's a real reglaim ledaver. So it's midiraisa. I mean, the Gregai and the Dover weakens the Marikama and strengthens the Muksik. But according to the Riesh Meforshim, it's some slight indication, which halachically might have no halachic power, just a greater probability. And it's Midirabbanan that we rely on, that when you, that you need the, that you can be, when you have that, the Marikama loses. And that's how they protected the Marikama, because they only made the Marikama lose when you have that slight indication.
Why did Reb Nachum think Mamish Punfakert?
Why did who?
Reb Nachum.
I don't know. Why? That's I'm not a psychologist. No, but I'll tell
is that the
Pashtus,
I'm saying?
Didn't read the line. Time of the Chazaka, Naam Yishum Esuri Didei B'Lechud. I read Time of the Chazaka, Naam Yishum Esuri Didei B'Lechud means that it is no raya at all. It's just midirabbanan. I think in the Shirei Rav Aliyah Baruch, he didn't read the line that way, and it sounded to me very daichik when he read it. But that's how I read Time of the Chazaka. Is it story today, but a chud, and that means, we'll see when we learn the Taras Chaim. That means derabanan.
But then, Misvara, misvara as well. It's not, again, Rebbe's saying from the Lashon, but that means without reading the Lashon, the svara makes sense like he's saying, because Rebbe's saying that it itself is very weak.
Svaras are a dime a dozen. You can say a svara whatever you want. Yeah, you can say a svara like him. He says it the other way, that the copies maybe, if I can, I'm a Baal Musar, I don't get so upset. But the Araya, everyone wants to get a Raya. Yeah, you can say as far as the other way.
I'm saying maybe he's coming from the Nemukah Yosef. It was reading Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that it's a very, that's his whole kasha. Why should that lose anything? So he says it's a very strong tviya on why didn't he protest. I'm saying the Rabbeinu Yonah seems to be taking a very strong, not a very weak type of
working with why did you protest to make an Achve Shtarcha? Why did you protest because of Kapti? I don't remember. I don't remember.
That's where he's coming from. In the third paragraph, that's where Rav Elia Baruch is coming from. He's reading the Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's what he's. Okay. I'm just saying. I always want to know is Misvara
okay.
Or just.
I don't know.
Just the Lashon of Misvara, because
basing it on the Lashon of the Ramban, because Ramban says that the first day of hell is the time of the chazaka mishum esuri the day b'lachud, and the Ramban is saying it's not true, but rather it's reglaim l'davar. So it means that the first day of hell, you don't it's b'lachud, which means it's drabbanan, it's not reglaim l'davar, and the second day is that it is deraisa, it is reglaim l'davar. That's how I read the words.
Right, and I understand. I'm trying to say that according to the way the Rebbe's reading it, it's like Rav Nachum did not read the Ramban correctly, or didn't read it. I'm saying that.
Okay, what can you do? There's about a million people say pshat in this. There's a piece in the Birma Unimos on this, and there's a piece on, and there's more than one piece, because every 7 years it's a different pshat. So that's how it is in life. But okay, let's anyone has anything to say about the Ramban, let's look at the Torah's Chaim, because I think the Torah's Chaim is very interesting. It's in a sense it's very easy, but in a sense it's very enlightening. Okay, you people have the Torah's Chaim?
Did you send it, Rebbe? You sent it?
I sent it about a week ago. I'm sorry, a week ago. I can't.
Okay. All right.
You have it?
I'm going to look for it.
It was a sheet. It was Charles Chaim and the Chassam Sefer.
Oh, this Chassam.
We did. It was together with the Chassam Sefer. We did the Chassam Sefer. It was in the same sheet. No? Can't find it?
I'll look for it. Rebbe, please go on. I'll look for it.
Rabbi Glatt, are you on the group chat?
On the group chat?
Yeah. Are you on the WhatsApp chat?
No, I'm not on the WhatsApp.
I posted it yesterday. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'll look maybe in my emails back a week ago. My emails.
Yeah. If you look at what I sent you, I sent it about a week ago.
Okay. Please continue, Rebbe.
Okay. So let's read the Torah's Chaim inside. It happens to read very easily. Tzvas, it's going on Chav Tesamid Beis. Come it out. Tzvas v'charti mizr tzvedo mizr. This is Rava's maskana, that a person holds on to his star for 2 years, but not 3 years. Ein lefarish. So the Torah Chaim says, a havamina is that du shemai time in l'chuda, ave chazaka. But don't learn it that way. This is what I read in the Ramban, Mishum Esuri Shtar B'Lechude, right? Mishum Esuri Dede L'Chude. That's his Ein Lefarish. It's almost the same words, L'Chude. Same person, same word, L'Chude. In other words, don't learn that it's because of high time of L'Chude, which is what I claimed is what the Yesh Mepharshim hold.
Yeah.
The Ein Zeh Svarik Lachal, because it's not logical. Because granted, you're worried about the Marek Muksek, but what about the poor Marek Kama? V'chimishum demotzin a memer time am I that I say shara granted because the muktzik has an excuse why it doesn't have a star. Noisy davar mecheskes mare. But logically, it's supposed to be by the mare kama. So why should a mare kama lose? And that's just why he doesn't want to learn the simple pshat.
In other words, he's concerned with how does the karka get transferred over to this guy.
Right, because if you learn the simple pshat, it just is no kasha. We want to protect the muksik, but there's no raya that's his. Oh, Dharma Kamen. Tafticha. The apikura, the ayokura. Because you have a land, which is a hard land. So when you work, you don't get anything.
What's tafticha? I don't know that Gemara.
I think it means a certain type of hard land that when you work it, it doesn't, you don't, you're not getting anywhere. You're
not gaining.
You put in a kura and you got out a kura. So there is no benefit.
So therefore, that's not acting like an owner.
Because you couldn't do better. But the maisa, you didn't take anything. So there's no kapid because you didn't benefit at all. You know, if you're earning kapid, the guy's not going to be kapid because what does he care? You didn't get anything. But it says you worked the field for a year. You invested a kura and you came out with a kura. So lo avi chazaka. Amai lo amrin. It gives up the shoshan lo avi mitzvistari. You know, the maisa, 3 years went by. You acted, you did what you lost your start. And a tzach leimar. So therefore you have to say, the ikar time of shun kepeda. Even Rava at the end is working with kepeda. Why? To call them kapid out there. Because people really are kapid out there, not just Bar Yosha, but even a regular person. So it's a raya, it's vadai mokhado.
That's 100% raya, vada.
I don't know. Okay, it's a raya. But still, you don't get a chazaka until 3 years. Why? The kol shoshanim is le'reyusa nami. I like the word nami. There's a reyusa against the lokeach. Even the tarti with the last mitzvah in it, mitzvah. Since most people hold on to the star for 3 years, the high, even the a star, and you don't have a star, mistaver, doesn't say vada, it's mistaver, the guys are no. So that's a reyesa in the muksik. So therefore, the muksik loses. Avo boser, tlash shonim, the no mitzvah in it, mitzvah. But after 3 years, then he doesn't watch a star. The less lay reyusa lokeach. There's no reyusa against the lokeach. Una moicher is lay the reyusa. And there's a reyusa against the moicher. The no ave kapin. And he didn't get upset. He should have gotten a kapin. Lechach ave kazaka. Okay. Let's stop here for a minute. So
the two races cancel each other out, and you're left with the hakpot after 1 year?
What? I didn't follow.
Why isn't he getting the land after 1 year?
Because there's a reis against the muksa.
Right. Okay.
There's a star. So right, the two reyesas cancel out. So marikama is stronger than a muksik. If there's a reyesa against the muksik, the marikama, the muksik wins. If there's a reyesa against both of them, so they cancel out. So
is he saying anything more than the Ramban?
Excellent question. That's what I want to know. Is the Taras Chaim seemingly saying exactly word for word? Exactly like the Ramban. The Ramban says, the time of the Chazaka, again, we don't, our whole big tumult in the Ramban is trying to figure out the Yesh Meforshim. But the Ramban himself was simple. Time of the Chazaka, even the Ashosik Reglaim, it's over. The fact that you didn't protest is a riot. And Tok Shalosh, we have a Kash of Akshay Sharcha. So it sounds like that the Ramban and the Torah's Chaim are saying the same thing.
No, the Ramban is saying that there's two reyuses in the Marakama. There's the reyus that the Yesh Mefarshim are saying.
We know it. We didn't read it that way. Oh. Why would the Ramban want two reyuses?
I know, but he says it's not. You know, the Yesh Mefarshim Belchud, which means that he agrees to it.
No, but I know, and that's only in the what's his name in the Rav Elia Baruch.
Right.
In my reading, it's not true. It's not mistavra. Why would the Ramban need to make two reyesas? Why? What's wrong with one reyesa? Why would Ramban? It's like there's no reason. So the way I would read it is, Isari Didei Bidachud meant it's drabanan. That's how I read it like the same as the Torah's Chaim. So he says, La Mishum Isari Didei Bidachud, not because drabanan were only worried about helping the muksik.
Where does he say Rabbanan over here? I don't see that.
No. And the Ramban. And the Ramban. When the Yesh, I was hearing the Yesh Mefarshim was Isari Bidei Bidachud is the same as the Torah's Chaim, Mishum Haitaim Elechuda. Haitaim Elechuda means that there's no real raya against the Marikama. So that's just your Rabbanan. So when the Ramban is saying, it's not just because Azari Didei Bidachud that we want to, because he loses his star and there's a kasha against him, but it's because of the Reglaim Adavar. If you learn the Ramban like the Torah's Chaim, there is no dig in the word Bidachud. It's Reglaim Adavar is why you lose, except that 3 years because of you have to wait.
I hear.
In Rabbi's chat in the Yesh Mefarshim.
What?
It's Rafi. Yeah, in Rabbi's chat in the Yesh Mefarshim and the Ramban, what is the Raglayim whatever from the Stika because of human nature or because they want to make a raya or is that unclear?
In the Ramban, it's because of Kpeda. Ramban doesn't hold. Ramban says you would be the Reglaim Adavar right away. Because it's clear in the Ramban, the Reglaim Adavar is right away. And if you talk Shalosh, we say Ach Mishtarcha.
Rafi was asking the Yesh Mefarshim.
Because of Kveda. So, Parshat Shana, let me get back to we were right at the Torah's Chaim. I got distracted. Parshat Shana, the Ramban in his own shot. And the Torah's Chaim are both saying the exact same thing. But there's a very, 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 very big difference. Is that the Ramban says, even the Shas like Raglaim the Dover. What does the Torah's Chaim say? Torah's Chaim has this strange word called reyesa. Right? He says, now I know in the beginning he doesn't say it, but in the rest of the piece, he says that Now, is reyesa the same as Reglaim Adavar? That's a very important shayla. So what do you people say? Is Reyes and Reglaim Adavar the same thing?
Leislei Reyes Olakeach, that phrase?
No, even Reyes against the Marikama, he says... the Ramban, he says, after 3 years, the no miser in Pishtari, the less lay reyes a lokeh, so there's no reyes against the lokeh, Uda moicher is like a reyesa. And against the moicher, there is a reyesa. The Noah they copied because he didn't copy. So he's saying the reason for the chazaka, because there's a reyesa on the moicher, on the lokeach, why didn't you protest? The Ramban says, it's keeping the shostak, reglaim the dover. So I want to know, does reglaim the dover and reyesa mean the same thing?
Reglaim Adover sounds more like a positive prior of some kind. Right. Reyes sounds more like a negative. Right.
So that's what I think too. So, in other words, the Ramban is a normal pshat that we have a positive raya. This is a raya. So, now, the Taras Chaim, Reyes, we always find the terms Reyes is not a positive proof. Reyesa, as far as my bikiyas and shas, which is very little, reyesa is always a negative. If you have a chazaka, meikara, so the chazaka da hashta is against you, that's a reyesa and the chazaka the meikara. The chazaka da hashta is a reyesa. They say it's not the usual reyes, it's not a force. Torah doesn't give any positive force to rely on a chazaka da hashta, but it's a reyesa in the chazaka de meikara.
It's weaker than the Ramban, for sure. What? It's much weaker than the Ramban.
Oh, I don't know. It's different. In other words, in the Ramban, it's a force that makes you win, and it could be
the owner.
It could be that the Taras Chaim said that we all that this is not a full-fledged raya, and be a reglaim dover, you can't win based on a reglaim dover. So what the reglaim dover has to do is it has to weaken your marikama. There are certain forces that fight against you, and certain forces that undermine you, right? Fighting against you means I'm full strength, then you have to beat me. But there's a different way that I don't beat you. I pull the plug on you. I undermine you. I make you disappear. That's sometimes an easier way of fighting the opponent. You have a very strong opponent, but you turn off, you unplug him, so then you can easily defeat him. Right? In other words, you can't fight him head on. Right, that was the mashal we always gave. And for those of us who are dating, which I think is everyone here, is that in 73, I don't know if anyone's here in 73, but okay. If in 73, so the Egyptians were going up to Sinai and there was a strong army and the Israelis couldn't stop them. But what does Sharon do? Sharon went behind their lines and he cut off their supply lines. And they were stuck in the Sinai Desert, and they had no fuel and no water and no, you know, they ran out of fuel. They ran out of everything because he went behind them and he cut off their supply line. So they were a very strong army, and Sharon didn't have enough of an army to fight them. So he went way behind them. The Sinai Peninsula is a giant peninsula. He went way behind them and he cut off their supply line. Now they would have to turn back all the way and go back to fighting. You know, it's not so easy. Couldn't do that. So they lost. They got stuck in the desert with no water and no fuel and no nothing. Right. So he didn't fight them, but he undermined them. He caused them that he took away their power. Right. I think so. I think that's what happened. Anyone remember? I think so. That's why he became a hero, Sharon, for that. So the Maisa, that's so Reyesa sounds like you're undermining. Reglaim Ledover sounds like it's a positive. Now, why is that so important? I don't know. But that's the difference. It might be very important because.
I mean, the issue is what takes the karka out of his rishus into the other guy's rishus.
Right. In other words,
Rabban says, I need a positive raya.
Right. The Rabban is saying you have a positive raya. And the it sounds like the Torah's Chaim is saying the muksik alone does it because you're not, because the marikama is weakened. The marikama is weakened because there's a reyes on the marikama. So now the muksik can do it. The muksik means the fact that I'm holding, not cheskes kemushadim.
So that gives you a din of muksik, not a din of ownership then.
Okay, well, muksik paskin. Muksik makes you a person as muksik
wins. Maybe the Ramban holds stronger that you become an owner.
Okay, I don't know. But in the Teretz Chaim, it sounds like what I'm doing is I'm not proving that it's mine. I'm just destroying your marikama. I'm weakening your marikama. Not even totally destroying your marikama, but I'm weakening your marikama. And then your counterforce is that you weaken my muksik. Right? That's what in others, everyone's using reyesas. Right? According to the Ramban, not everyone is using reyesas. Is everyone's using rayas. I have a raya and you have a raya. According to the Ramban, is I have a reyesa and you're marikama. And if it's Tov Shadosh, you have a reyesa, according to Torah Chaim. If you didn't protest, I have a reyesa against your marikama. But if I don't have a star, you have a reyesa against my muksik. No, that sounds like a difference. I'll tell you why it might be very, 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 very relevant. I'm not sure.
What are the nafkaminas?
So that's a shine up. That's what I'm going to try and say. Because Rabbi Meltzer said, Rabbi Nelson said, that everybody asked the kasha on the Ramban, which would also be on the Teretz Chaim, that according to him, his basic shot is that there's a raya seemingly right away, why don't you protest? Except that really the muksik should win. Except there's a counter raya against the marikama, the muksik, where's your start? So the kasha is, what if we have a raya against the marikama, why don't you protest? And we're not sure if we have a counter raya against the muksik, where's your star? For example, what happens if the muksik's house burned down within 3 years? So we come to the muksik and we say, where's your star? He says, what do you mean where my star is? Burned down in the fire. There was a war in Ukraine. So we come to the muksik and say, where's your star? He says, what do you mean where's my star? Don't you know there was a war? I ran away. I left everything behind. The Russians started bombing, so I just ran. Yeah, you think that's why I'm going to go out and grab the star? You have other things to worry about. Or even better yet, there's a case of Shkune Gavoy where the guy claims he was there for 3 years, but he can't prove it. Right? Let's say the guy was there for 3 years, and he brings witnesses, and the witnesses are the next door neighbors. And the next door neighbors say, yeah, but we were only there for 2 years and 364 days. But one day we went away. So we're not sure if he was there for the full 3 years or not. We can't say for sure, right? So the muksik loses. Or when the marikama says, I was shmuni gavoy. So then, and we can't prove who's right. So the burden of proof is on the muksik to prove that he was there 3 years. Why should a burden of proof be on the muksik? The muksik has a raya against the marikama. Why didn't you protest? Adamai, the marikama, wants to turn the thing and say, yeah, but I got a kasha on you. Where's your star? So the marikama, the muksik will say, I got an explanation. Either I lost it in the fire, I lost it, I left it behind and the war broke out. I really was there 3 years, just the Aidim don't remember. you know, as long as he comes up with an excuse why he lost the shtar, he should win. And that's not true. He can't just come up with a flimsy excuse. He has to have he has to prove conclusively that he was there for 3 years.
That's how the Ramban answers all these kashas?
No. I think everyone asks these kashas on the Ramban.
Right.
I don't have an answer. I'm not answering yet the kashas.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying that there's a tremendous kasha on the Ramban. That everybody, all the Rosh Hashivas, all the Achrayim, all the Svarim, they all ask Kulam. They ask, there's different versions of the question, but they're all the same basic question. That if the guy was there for sure for one day and you didn't protest, so you should have a winning proof. Adamai, the Marigama has a kash on you, wear your star.
1 year.
So as long as you can supply an excuse, then the Muksik should win. Because there's a raya against the Marigama and there's no raya against the Muksik. But that's not true. The Muksik has to prove conclusively that if he was there for 3 years, and if he says he makes up an excuse that he wasn't there for 3 years, but there was a fire, or he claims he was there 3 years, but I can't prove it, then he loses.
But doesn't that just take us back to the step before in the Gemara? At the end of the day, that just comes back to the step before, because if we dal achni shtarcha, then I'm back to the step before in the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't like that.
Right, so it's fair. I'm saying that everyone's asking on the Ramban that according to Ramban says the way Chazaka works is we have a raya of Raglaim the Dover from the fact that you didn't protest. And that raya, it's clear in the Ramban's Lashon that raya should come right away. Ela, Shibitok Shalosh, Amrina Le'achvish Sharcha. So what if the Maxik has an answer? So then the Maxik should win, and we know that's not true. That's the kasha that everybody asks in the Ramban.
Now, how do we know that?
Because we know. Because we have a Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says that first of all, it says halacha lemaisa that if the Muksa claims he was there for 3 years, but he can't prove it, then he loses. That's what I'm telling you. It's a very simple case. He says, I was there for 3 years. But I say, well, why don't you say, well, ask the next door neighbors. And the next door neighbors say, yeah, well, there was 2 days. We went away. We went on a vacation. So we weren't there for 2 days. So we don't know if he was there for those 2 days. And the Muksik loses because he can't prove that he was there for 3 full years. Very, very possible he was there for 3 full years. But he can't prove it because the neighbors went away for 2 days, so they weren't watching. So there's no one around for 2 days. So he can't prove it. So they lose it. Why should that be? He says he was there. Maybe he was. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. So there's no raya against him. There's a raya against the Marikama, the Muks of the Marikama. Why didn't you protest? There's no raya against the Muksik. Where's your star? Or in my example, there's a fire. We look in the Shulchan Aruch, doesn't say in the Shulchan Aruch that a Muksik wins with a Chazaka one day if there was a fire.
So I'm saying that
if there's a war in Ukraine breaks out, you get a Chazaka in one day. No such Shulchan Aruch.
Well, it could be, first of all, that case is posture that would be different. And second, the case we are by Shuni Gavoya, those cases, if we don't even know if he's a Muksik, so that's a whole different story.
We know he was a Muksik. For 1 day. And because he was a Muksik for sure for 1 day, there's a kasha on the Marikama, why didn't you protest?
Well, the Torah Chaim doesn't say 1 day. He says one crop that you ate.
Okay, one crop, whatever you want. So I stand corrected. But then we know you were a Muksik for a certain amount of time. There's no shayla. And you were in Shchunei Gavoy. You only claimed you were Shchunei Gavoy the last year. So I know you were a Muksik for a certain amount of time, and there's a kasha against the Marikama. Why didn't you protest? Now the Marikama wants to turn the table and say, okay, You're right, there's a kash on me, but there's a kash on you. Where's your star? So he said, what do you mean, where's my star? 3 years, I lost it. He said, well, but I was there. So, yeah, who says? You know, the burden. So why is a burden approved on the moksik to prove that he was there for 3 years alone? The burden proof should be on the moksik. I'm sorry, the burden proof should be on the marikama. That's the gotcha that everybody has. I think everybody. That is the question on the Ramban, Shita. No, that okay? So the question, which needs ear. But in his ear, is if you say, like the Torah's Chayim, that it's not working through Rayas, but it's working through Reyeses, so can you answer this problem? That's what I think that's what the people discuss. In other words, if you learn the simple Pshat and the Ramban, that it's a Raya, and you have a winning Raya against the Marikama. So then the burden of proof should be on the Marikama. Because we got a Raya against the Marikama. And now if the Marikama wants to create a counter Raya, so it's a burden of proof is on him to create a counter Raya. But in the Torah's Chayim, we're not creating Rayas, we're creating Reyeses. So maybe it's better. This is what the question is.
The reyesa always turns into a raya. At the end of the day, everybody agrees the reyesa turns into a raya. That's how he gets the counter.
Okay, Shrei, I agree with you that that'll be pashtus. There's no answer. This is a tifa question. If it was simple, it wouldn't be a question. The question is, can we utilize the fact that the Taras Chaim is telling us that it's not really a Raya, it's a Reyesa? So to answer the question.
How's that?
I'm not telling you yet. I'm thinking. That's what I believe. That's what the people discuss. Wow, is that? Let me think for a minute. Then you think too. And I think what they want to say is, if you have a raya against the Marikama, and you have a raya against the Muksik, so it's an even standoff. But if you have a reyesa against the Marikama, and you have a reyesa against the Muksik, so then it's different. What happens when you have a reyesa against the Marikama and a reyesa against the Muksik? This is a Gainish Echap. Someone figured this out for me. If you have a reyesa against both, then you don't have a reyesa. No?
Yeah. Even if it's on different tracks.
Wait, I mean that before you ask.
Two wrongs make a right?
Yes, two wrongs don't make a right. They destroy each other. They decompose, meaning like this. What makes a reyesa? A raya is a raya. A raya can't decompose. I have a raya, you have a raya. We both have rayas. Okay. But a reyesa means I don't have a raya. There's a chisaron in you. What's a chisaron in you? The fact that there is a substantial evidence against you makes a reyes in you. But if there's a substantial evidence against me and a substantial evidence for me, then in the grand total scheme of things, there's no substantial evidence. And therefore, there's no reyesus. No. Why is there a reyesa? There's a reyesa because a marikama, when there's circumstantial evidence against a marikama, then that's a reyesa on the marikama. But if there's a reyesa against both of us, then when you look at the total picture, you don't see in totality circumstantial evidence against me. Because there isn't the circumstantial, if I ask you which way the circumstantial, you look at the grand total. In the grand total, there is no circumstantial, based on the circumstantial evidence, you totally don't know what to do. So you wouldn't say there's a circumstantial evidence against me. So the end result is that there is no circumstantial evidence against me. There's circumstantial evidence against me, but there's circumstantial evidence for me, but the totality is that there's no circumstantial evidence against me. Mimeda, it doesn't become a reyesa, because it's not automatically a reyesa. It's a reyesa because there's a raya against, because what the thing that makes a reyesa is that there's a circumstantial evidence against me. So if you look at the totality, there's no circumstantial evidence against you. So there's no reyesa.
Okay, so in the case of the fire.
Okay, the case of the fire, I don't know. Let's take the case of Shmuni Gavoy. We'll make life easier. So we come to the Muksik, to the Marikama, and we say, we have a reyesa against you.
What is Shchuni Gavoy?
Shchuni Gavoy means that the Marikama claims that he was living there, and therefore he claims that the Muksik's chazaka is not a good chazaka, because he was there also. I think that's what Shchuni Gavoy is. So we're not sure if the Muksik had a full Muksik of 3 years. So the burden of proof is on the Muksik to prove that he was a good 3 years. So look what happened. The Marikama didn't protest right away. Okay, that's circumstantial evidence against the Marikama. Because of circumstantial evidence against the Marikama, that should make a reyes on the Marikama. Marikama says, wait a second. There's also circumstantial evidence against the Muksik. Where's the shtar? And if the circumstantial evidence against the Muksik, where's the shtar, then in the totality, there is no circumstantial evidence against me, because the totality, the two circumstantial evidence are equal, and therefore there's no reyesa. So then comes along the Muksik and says, what do you mean there's circumstantial evidence against me? Where's my shtar? I say I was here 3 years. He said, what? We don't know you were here 3 years. So we're not sure if there's circumstantial evidence against the Muksik. So it comes out that we have a suffix. If there's circumstantial evidence against the Muksik. If we have a suffix, if there's circumstantial evidence against the Muksik, then we have a suffix if there's a reyesa against the Marikama. Because on the side that there's circumstantial evidence against the Muksik, then there's no then the two circumstantial evidence cancel out, and there's no reyesa on the Marikama. On the side that there is circumstantial evidence, that there's no circumstantial evidence against the Muktik, and they don't cancel out. So we have what you're really left with is a suffix if there's a reyesa against the Marikama. A suffix if there's a reyesa against the Marikama, then the Marikama wins.
Okay, so same thing in the Ramban. That's a suffix if we have Raglayim Odavar.
No, because according to him, it's not, they don't, Raglayim Odavar is a proof. So you have a proof. So now I have, and that proof is strong enough to be made from you. It's not that proof. Proofs don't dissolve. I have a proof that's stronger than Maitzi. You claim you might have a counter proof. Okay. So I have a proof that can be Maitzi. If I have a proof that's strong enough to be Maitzi, you're not sure if you have a counter proof. So I win. I have my proof.
He wasn't a muchzik. He can't even prove he was a muchzik.
What?
He wasn't a muchzik. The other guy wasn't a muchzik. Good. You have a proof against me. Very good proof. I should have said something.
No, you're definitely holding the field. You're there. You just don't. Might not have a. There might be a kasha of you of 3 years.
Right. So, but we need Shal Shana. But at the end of the day, we need Shal.
How do you need Shal Shana?
The example of whether did he have Shalosh Hanim or not, I'm not comfortable with that. But let's say the case of, you know, that you definitely had Shalosh Hanim, and that's a question, you know, we know it burnt in a fire.
You know, he definitely did not have Shalosh Hanim.
That you definitely did have Shalosh Hanim.
No. If you definitely did have Shalosh Hanim, then you would win. You definitely did not have Shalosh Hanim, but I claim that my star burnt in a fire.
So, right. You don't have Shalosh Hanim, right. But the star burnt, right.
I claim. I can't prove it. So pshat is like this. In this simple pshat, listen, we have a raya against the Marikama. Why don't you protest? That raya is strong enough to be mitzi. Now, you want to create a counter raya. Well, we don't know if there's a counter raya. So we have a vadai raya, which is a halachic force. And we don't have a vadai force against it. So the vadai raya should win. Right, a valid raya beats a suffic raya. There is no raya against him. But if you say it's a reyasa, it's not really a raya. It only pshat is it undermines your muksik. It only undermines my marikama, and it only undermines my marikama because it's superficial. This is a superficial indication. But we're not really sure if that's what the superficial indication, because there might be a kasha on the other guy where his star is. Because it could be that his star didn't burn in the fire, and there really is a kasha on him where his star is. So we can't really say that there's circumstantial evidence against the muksik, against the marikama.
Why not?
We can't make a reyesa in the marikama.
But he didn't protest. Isn't that a reyesa?
But the fact that he didn't protest alone is not a reyesa. The fact that you don't protest doesn't directly make a reyesa. It's a two-step process. The fact that you didn't protest makes that when we look at the totality of the picture, circumstantially, it looks clearly that it's not yours. And the fact that circumstantially it looks that it's not yours, that's what makes the reyasa.
Why is that? Why is it that when you talk about the lashon of reyasa, you look at it holistically, everything blends in, you distill it, and you take out a net bottom line, and by reyas you do differently. You call it a reyes or a raya. A reyes is still freestanding and independent. I have a reyes against the marikama that you acquired.
That sounds logical, because a raya, if it's a raya, then it's freestanding. That's what a raya means. A raya means that I'm a halachic force. I'm able to be a raya. That means by definition, I have force to myself. I'm a raya. But if I'm a reyes, we're saying I'm not a raya. So I don't have force. So there's a reyesa. So you could say that the reyesa, you can't make a reyesa. The reyesa is created by the totality. That's what makes the reyesa.
That's what I'm missing, that step. I don't understand that logic. Until now, I thought that raya versus reyesa are very similar. One is a little bit more positive, and one is merely undermining a different force.
If something is, let's say, Adem. So Adem is a force, it's a power. You can't make Adem disappear. Now, if you have Adem against Adem, you don't say the Adem disappear. You have Adem against Adem. Once something is a halachic force, so it can't just, the fact that you have another halachic force against it doesn't make it disappear. because there's a halachic force. There's a proof. We have a proof. We have another proof. But if you're reyesa means that halachically you're not qualified to be a proof. But it becomes a reyesa. So you could say that the reason why it becomes a reyesa is because when we look at the totality of the picture, we see an improbability against you. That's what makes a reyesa. We don't have to say that each thing alone makes a reyesa. It's not necessarily. It could be the fact that if I have a slight raya against me and you have a slight raya against you, so meheche teisi that we both have reyesa. You could say that it doesn't make a reyesa, because when we look at the totality, we don't see any predisposition, so we don't get a reyesa. You can say that reyesas are created by the predisposition.
What's the total picture?
A raya is a raya.
What is this total picture? Could maybe explain what is this total picture? Is a reyes, I was thought, because he didn't protest. What's the total picture now? What are the components of the total picture?
When you have there's such a concept for that superficially, what does it look like? Who looks right? When you look at the external appearance, who looks correct? So if there's a reyesa against, if there's two people here, and there's a reyesa against, I gave you an example. There's a wrestling match between Reuven and Shimon. We all know who wins. Well, they're both. They say, hey, you know what? But Reuven doesn't have a right arm. Oh, if that's the case, then for sure Shimon's going to win. Yeah, but Shimon also doesn't have a right arm. So then who does it look like is going to win? I don't know. They're equal, right? So when you look at the totality, since you see that they both don't have a right arm, so it becomes meaningless. The fact that Reuven doesn't have a right arm is meaningless, since Shimon also doesn't have a right arm. So that's the thing. When you look at the totality, the two weak proofs make that at the end of the day, there's no preconceived notion of who's right.
If Reuven doesn't have a right arm, and Shimon, you're not sure if he has a right arm, what would you say?
I don't know. I'm not sure. So in Hilchos Reyes says, I'm not sure. So we don't know. We don't know if it's right. That's a good example. That's right. If we know for sure Reuven doesn't have a right arm, and Shimon, we're not sure. Then looking at the situation, who looks like who's going to win? I don't know. That's a suffix. It's a suffix if it's indicative that Reuven is going to win, because there's a good reason to suspect that. The other Shimon doesn't have a right arm either, so it's unclear if there's a indication. So I'm trying to claim. All right, it needs a lot more Hasbro. But trying to claim that that the reyesa is brought about by the total picture, and in the total picture, if you have a suffix reyesa, makes it you can't have a reyesa. A suffix reyesa might not be a reyesa.
That's why the Marcon
wins. But a raya, and a raya. All right, now let's try this again. I mean, I gotta go. I gotta give a mitzvah about it. I'm sorry, but anyway, it's interesting that there seems to be a difference between the Torah's Chaim and the Ramban, and one says raya, one says reyesa. Maybe this is a difference. I'll look to see if someone talks about it. If I see it, I'll send it to you. Okay.
Thank you, Rebbe.